now, the young lady that's going to share some of her thoughts and some of her music with us tonight, I have known since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. Well, almost. She had, she was starting kind of fresh on a new life when I met her. And being so young and cute and in music out there, she, everywhere I, most any place you go in San Diego, you'd hear her singing, you know? So I followed her around to La Costa. Where didn't she sing, Batty? You used to go with me. Coronado? Oh, everywhere you went. And I worried about her because she was so cotton-picking cute. I was afraid some guy'd get a hold of her and I'd have to worry about her. But instead, an angel came into her life. An angel that is a tremendous daddy. He helps. He's an eye doctor. He works to help people. He's just a fantastic man. So I feel this fantastic man teamed up with this fantastic young lady that I've cheered for so many years, our Donna Larson.
Thank you, Millie. That was so glowing. I think I should just sit down now while I'm ahead. Oh, I have a little bit of a cold tonight. I'm still going to sing for you anyway, so I hope that you will understand that. You know, the reason for the season is love. In every religion and belief system around the globe, people are celebrating their spiritual ties to the Creator at this time of year. And some of us celebrate our spiritual ties with each other. Some wrap it up with love and put a big bow on it. And that's a gift. I'm not really much of a speaker. Even though my friends might differ with that, but my comfort zone is writing and singing. And so I think I'll sing a little song for you. I wrote last year called The Reason for the Season.
I'm going to be going back and forth a lot here tonight. You have songs on your chairs. That's for later. Some of you have them. I printed them on you. Okay.
If I had more time, I'd write a Christmas song. But I'm standing here in a line that's way too long. Now it's nice to see people giving. That's the very best part of living. But at times we just forget. It's not about what we
was you know, inspired by Millie. So many of my songs are inspired by Millie's teachings. And I am so grateful to be able to do that, to play guitar and sing. It's taken a lot of work for me to get to this point. And I've given up a lot of things in order to pursue my music, but I just would never change that. I love that connection to the source through music, and it makes it so worthwhile for me when I can just see in someone's eyes that my music has touched them a little bit. There's just, I don't want to cry. It's the best reward I could ever, ever ask for. So I just keep writing, and I really hadn't planned on it, but I ended up writing myself a children's songbook called In My Own Backyard, and that's the book over there. And it's really funny how one little idea, just a little spark of an idea, can expand and then be manifested. It amazes me still that this has even happened. And what's really more amazing is how synchronicity has been my partner in crime. One day, there was this idea that just came out of the ether. So I said, hey, I have a lot of children's songs, so why don't I write a circus? Because my girl Vika, my 8-year-old, loves to do circus arts. And I think, that's where the trouble starts, as I think. So why don't I write the circus? I asked the director of the circus what she thought about the idea. She said, well, let's go have lunch. And I expect her to say, oh, well, I'll get back to you. And she just looks at me and she goes, well, let's do it. And I thought, oh, great. And then I thought, oh, no, I have to do it. So I did panic a little bit, but I got down to work. And I arranged some songs that I had and rearranged them. And then I wrote some new ones. And then wrote some more new ones until the combination and the flow I felt was really good. And it worked with all the themes and characters that I wanted to portray in the book and the circus. And there are a lot of them. There's so many things that are real and imaginary in a child's backyard, just countless. And you can find them all in the book. There's dogs and cats and fairies and dragons and butterflies and more. And I'm going to play you the title song. It's called In My Own Backyard. Thank you. Very much. This cold is really something. Woo! So, just yesterday, the big truck arrived out in front of my house. It was thrilling and frightening. Now I have all these books. just in time for you to see them today. The CD that goes in the back of the book is still in production, but you can pre-order the book if you want. You can take the book with you if you want, and I'll send you the CD, or either way, any way you want to work it. And hopefully the CD will be done in February. Everybody keep your fingers crossed and pray a lot on that, would you please? But my husband, Steve, who Millie adores, is a producer, and he's doing an amazing job producing the CD. It's just turning out so beautiful. And I would love for you all to hear it. And the church is getting a percentage of tonight's sales. So for my children's music, well, all my music, I try to give them some symbology and ideas to get young minds thinking on their own. So we all know that the key is love. So I just try to sneak in a little spiritual message whenever I can, here and there. And if I could just change one child's life to help them realize the beauty and the joy of knowing your true self and God as one, I couldn't really ask for more than that. So I'm hoping that this songbook and CD set can really reach into the hearts of children and their parents too and give them a happier day. What else could I ask? Love and joy. And that's the key, the magic key.
My next song, The Magic Key. How am I doing on time, Lily? Good.
Thank you.
her hubby usually joins her.
He does.
Isn't that nice? You got a hubby that likes music also?
Oh, yeah. He more than likes it. He's possessed by it. I could bet my life on it. He's in the recording studio right now. Oh, so the magic key. Well, the synchronicity that has come along with me as my partner here in this journey has been miraculous. I told you about the idea part of this. Well, there was a lot to figure out here for myself. And it was overwhelming at times. So I asked a lot of people a lot of questions. But what was amazing was that without knowing it, the first people that I would ask a question of, well, they were the exact people that I needed to help me. And I had no idea that was going on. I was approaching this lady who was an artist at the school for my kids. And I would never have presumed to ask her to illustrate a book for me, because she is a real artist and she shows in galleries and all that. And I was asking her, Michelle, you know, who do you know anybody does illustrations? What should I do? I don't know what I'm doing, but I've decided to do this book. And she looks at me flat out and she goes, oh, I'll do it. And I was really shocked. I said, what? And she goes, I'll do it. I said, what about your art? She says, oh, well, I was taking a break from that and I was looking for a new project. How about that for synchronicity? And you know what she told me? She confided in me later that she had a reading from someone like 4 years ago, and they told her she was going to be doing illustrations for a children's book.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that great? Thank you, angels. I was really amazed at that. I was really amazed at that synchronicity. And she did such a beautiful job. I'm so grateful to her. And she was an angel to work with. Every time I had an idea, she, okay, Donna. She did whatever idea I had. She had no, problem with, well, I don't think that, you know, purple would go here or whatever, because I wanted my dragon, I wanted him to have a Harlequin print on his skin. And she's, oh, that'd be good. I'm like, oh, phew. She just was so easy and wonderful to work with. I really thank God for her every day. And publishing a book seems like it shouldn't be that hard, right? You're laughing because you've heard it along the way. But you write it and then you print it, but that's not it. The self-publishing houses, they want their format, which wasn't mine. I wanted a full-color hardback book in what's called landscape, which is like across this way, and I want to put the CD in the back, and all they want to do is talk me into doing it their way. So I decided to become a publisher. So now I'm a publisher. Even though I had no idea what I was doing, and sometimes it was amazing how much I did not know about what I was doing. When I could tell you about gutters and bleed marks and bleed lines and paperweights and coatings and all that stuff. But thanks to Chuck, my pre-press guy, who, here's another God story of synchronicity. The artwork is coming along, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, it's getting to the point where it might end up being a book, right? So I needed help with this pre-publishing aspect of it. And I'm on the phone to a mom at school, arranging a play date for my son, Brett, with Aiden, right? And I say, well, Lynn, do you know anything about publishing? Because I need some help. She says, you need to talk to my husband. She hands him the phone, and I said, hi, Chuck. And come to find out, the very job he had before his present job was doing pre-publishing. So the first person I asked about it, there he was. It was just amazing to me. And so now I had the perfect team. And I'm living in gratitude. I really am. I have so much help from everyone. And I'm really grateful. I'm grateful to my media arts coordinator, Marie, who has done, she just went above and beyond for me to help me out. And also, I would like to thank Carol up here. Wave, Carol, so everybody sees you. And Maggie and Leticia, especially. She slaved away for me. I did my music the first time out at South Park Walkabout, and it was freezing cold. And this woman over here, she lifted everything. I was amazed at how strong she was. And she worked so hard for me, you would think I was actually paying her. But she was great, and Carol was wonderful, and so was Maggie. Maggie's not here tonight, though. But I'm really, really, really grateful for all the support that I've gotten from God and the angels and my friends and family and Reverend Millie and all my angels that helped me write the music, too. Man, they are so important to me. So there's one thing, though, that I really, truly believe that when you ask for things, they will come to you. As long as your intention is pure and not just, I'd like $1 million right now, please, so I can go gamble it away in Vegas or something. But, you know, you ask and really you will receive. You really will. And this song, this next song, you have some in your seats there called I Forgot to Ask the Angels. So if you want, if you know the song, want to sing along with me, that'd be great.
Waiting on.
That's our Donna.
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you very much.